plate a potential nugget.
And talking about coaches, if I may use the term broadly,
yes.
The other piece I'm curious about is, what differentiates the great coaches from the good ones? What about them enables them to get the most out of an individual, whether it's an athlete or whether it's a CEO or whether it's a voice artist? So, what's been your experience of working with great coaches?
So, personally, in my case, you'll be surprised that I hardly had a coach, a proper coach, or I failed to probably get a person who could understand my body. It's so severely disabled that the stereotypical style of teaching a person normally does not work with me because I have spasticity and the body does not react continuously in the same way. The messages from the brain does not get passed. The neurons are damaged. So this time I chose to work with a biomechanics gym trainer and worked more on the diet, the psychology, and the muscle strengthening and a repetitive practice of the brain to be able to carry the message to my particular part of the muscle that needs to be used. So I think that worked in my favor, and a lot of mental training I worked on because psychologically I was under a lot of pressure that the equipment is heavier, the age is against me, and I'll never be able to do it because there is a certain age of doing it. So I had to work on myself, but still not taking away the fact that everybody needs a coach. And what differentiates a coach, I would feel, and if we talk in terms of a team leader or a CEO, I think the people who can keep the team motivated, there has to be a Jeff and Mutt theory there.
Mm-hmm.
It cannot be always putting the other person down, or I think that is something which should be a standard rule for parenting also. That's how we always read about good parenting, that rather than picking up the negatives or conveying it in a negative connotation, instead of saying that you did not throw well, you say in next one you will throw better. I think that approach makes a person more motivated. A good coach or a good CEO is someone who can motivate his team or the student in a way that the person is happy coming back to the training ground the next day. It should be a happy space where the person feels very, very motivated to work. And that's the reason I had to change coaches and finally not have one during my journey for the Rio Paralympics, because I was not getting that self-motivation going to them. So I erased all that and I chose a person who could actually make me believe that I can do it.
Got it. You spoke about mental training. What have you discovered about sort of the power of the mind in these situations? Again, if you could sort of demystify mental training for us. So what do these mental trainers do?
I think in my case, I needed, I was not believing in myself, which is again, there's a lot of metaphysical conceit there. A person who's a motivational speaker was not. So somewhere in my mental training, I was told that you can do it. You have the capacity to do it. And I realized that it's always mind over body. It's, you become what you think you would become. So that self-belief was the part, because somewhere I was not able to believe that I had the potential to throw the shot put, which is a heavy equipment, to a distance where I can place myself on the podium in Rio Paralympics. So I think that is where, and which is, I think, is a major, major thing, because my strength was telling me I can. My muscle training and the kind of weight I was lifting in the gym or the endurance I had in throwing during a throw practice. That was clearly saying that I'm going to do it. But my mind was not telling me that I'll be able to do it. So it was very important for me to know that I will be able to do it.
And how do mental trainers instill that belief? What do they do to give you that belief?
I think it's just, on a lighter side, my mental trainer, she told me, she says, Deepa, there's a typical woman and a housewife, middle class housewife mentality working in you. Just because you have paid me, you want to utilize that knowledge.
So
it's a Paisa Vasool theory. Just because you had paid me a lot, you are following it. You know, like how you buy a piece of clothing or a shoe and then you ragdo it till the end.
Yep.
Ki, you know, jab tak bilkul nahi fat jayega, main isko use karungi. So it is a simple theory that I knew it all. I'm a 46-year-old educated woman from an educated background. I absolutely knew whatever she has to tell me, but just because I paid her to do that, I stuck by it to utilize it. So what is there? The knowledge is there, but we're not willing to utilize it. And that was the only difference, I think.
Got it. It was interesting to hear Deepa talk about not working with a coach, but figuring out a training plan herself. I go back to my days at IIM Ahmedabad, and the professors there would say that it's important to get CCCF right. And that stood for conceptual clarity and contextual familiarity. While there might be a lot of coaches with the conceptual clarity of the coaching process, the value often gets added only when you get the contextual familiarity with the individual, their journey, the uniqueness, and the dynamics around them. As Clay Christensen of Harvard says, one size fits nobody. Sometimes companies reach out to me saying, can you coach a leader X? I tell them, first, why don't we do a detailed assessment and figure out what the developmental need is, and then take a call whether coaching is the right intervention and whether the leader buys into the idea. Maybe the leader needs something else. There's also something to be said about making a certain commitment to change and paying money to get someone. Marshall Goldsmith, a coach in the US, talks about the fact that he hires a coach himself to call him up every day or every week to keep him honest on what he is committed to. Deepa talking about getting the most out of the mental trainer was an interesting point where you bring discipline by nudging yourself by getting somebody else that holds you accountable to what you want to accomplish. Thank you for listening. For more, please visit playtopotential.com. You might find the curated playlist section on the website relevant, as I've tried to break things down into nuggets by theme. It might help you to get to the content that you might find relevant efficiently. If you find the content purposeful, please take a moment, rate and review on iTunes. It will help others benefit from this content.